The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@rte.ie. And Maria Crowley says, congratulations to Reese McClenaghan. His routine was fantastic and what a breath of fresh air. Reese is, says Steve, knows he's good and not afraid to say it. More of our sports stars and even us mere mortals should be the same. There's an Irish thing though, isn't it? I was, you know, sure case, big headed. We need to grow out of that, I know. But it's a tough one to grow out of. Wouldn't it be great if everyone had the self-belief as Reese? Well done to him and his mam. There's a bit of Muhammad Ali about him. I'm the best. That's Stephanie. But he doesn't sound boastful. That's the thing. It's the way he says it. The way he says it. It's the way he tells them, which brings us nicely on to Steve. Steve wants to know the details of our Stand Up and Be Funny. We launched this on Friday with Carl Spain. We're looking to find Ireland's newest and funniest stand-up comedian. And we're serious about it because we're taking to the road in November to find them. We're going to be going to Cork and Galway and out to Bray. We'll have three regional heats and then the three winners of those heats will appear on the television in December. And one of them will be crowned Ireland's newest and funniest comedian. How do you enter? Well, you go to the RTE website and it'll give you details there. You upload a video of not more than 3 minutes and everybody has the wherewithal to get a video together now, don't they? So your camera phone, just do your best 3 minutes, make it attention grabbing and funny, because we already have, and we only said it once, we already have over 60 entries. Now I thought we'd get, you know, 100 max, but there's a lot of people out there who think they're funny and they're looking for the opportunity to get recognition on the national airwaves and on television. It could sort of launch their career. We did something like this before back in Today FM and Maeve Higgins was one of the finalists. So that'll give you the calibre. So too was Charlotte O'Regan. So get onto the RTE website, go to our website page or our page and you'll find out how you can enter. It'll involve doing a video and uploading it. We'll go through those. Then we'll meet about 18 to 20 people around the country and then the three people will end up on telly. And whoever wins, not only will they be crowned winner of Stand Up and Be Funny, but they will get to do a pilot for the RTE Player, a comedy pilot for the Player. So that's brilliant. That's a brilliant prize. What else there? Just, we used Google Maps in Tasmania to go to Port Arthur, the former penal colony. We ended up guided off the main road, off a by road, onto a track and told to run left, which led into a field. There was a highly amused man coming out against us on a tractor. My husband and him had a chat about farming, Ireland versus Tasmania. He gave us proper directions. We got there eventually. A map every time. But you wouldn't have met that man and your husband wouldn't have had that chat. So maybe it was a sort of a blessing in disguise or whatever. Not a blessing in disguise, but you know what I'm saying. Now, a Limerick website is in the news this week. Jumper Grade is an online tutoring service that aims to make grinds affordable and also help secondary school students who cannot afford grinds. It was one of the winners at this year's Social Entrepreneurs Ireland's Awards. Co-founder David Neville is in our Limerick studio. How are you doing, David?
I'm very well, Ray. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Has Google Maps ever brought you someplace you didn't want to go?
I've tried my best sometimes, but it can take you down the wrong path.
It does great work as well, of course. More often than not, it does great work.
And we're exceptionally reliant on it. It's kind of scary.
Yes, we are exceptionally reliant on it. Yeah, overly reliant on it. Mm. Now, Jumper Grade. It's amazing to me that nobody came up with this idea before.
That's what they say the good ones are, isn't
it? Yes, that's exactly. So where did it come from?
So myself and my co-founder, Pork, we've been, great friends since school and through school and college, and we would have worked in different places, and we were looking at, let's say, it came about from looking at the classroom. There's 25 students to one teacher, which makes it really hard to get that personalised attention. Mm. And like that means people turn to grinds. And with that is the travel, the scheduling, the time conflict, the finding the right teacher even. So we thought...
And the cost.
And this is
how
exactly
much are grinds now?
Oh, I mean, typically, so you're talking outside of Dublin, you're averaging at €35 and up. And in Dublin, we've here, it's constantly €50 and up per hour.
And how many grinds would somebody or the student have a week?
It varies. I mean, some students take on one in a particular subject, and then it can be a bit scary that some students take on an awful lot more.
So it could be hundreds of euro a week for, you know.
It could absolutely.
And of course, then it means the people who have the money are at an unfair advantage, I suppose.
This
people
is exactly
could argue.
It.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So your solution then?
Yeah, so, I mean, when we started this, we solved a problem we'd seen ourselves, but we very quickly realised that this isn't just about the inefficiencies of grinds. There's a huge portion of people that don't have access to grinds. So, I mean, if 50% of all Leaving Cert students get grinds, that's what the ESRI stats say, what about the 50% who don't have access to grinds? And even within that 50%, we know that the majority are coming from higher income families. So, we actually started out as in, it really became apparent when the Limerick Youth Service reached out to us, our local youth service in our first year, and they had a group of students from families that were struggling to pay for grinds and they couldn't find the teacher for them either. So that was kind of the light bulb moment where we said, geez, this isn't just about Jump Grade as an online platform for those who can afford it, but what about us having an impact on those who may not be able to? And between getting corporate sponsors on board and growing the initiative to lots of different supporters, yeah, we've been really lucky to work with a whole host of different students, and it's been great to see the success of it.
And you and your partner aren't teachers, you're IT people.
That's right, so our background would have been in technology, yeah. Between marketing and sales and different roles like that, but my mother's a teacher and Pádraig's sister's a teacher, okay. So we would have surrounded by growing up, but not
quite in
it.
It's in the blood, yeah. Okay. So I went on your website. Just explain how it works to people.
Of course, yeah. So when a student signs up, they complete a needs analysis. So that tells us not just the subject and the level, but also what topic they're covering in class, what current grade they're at, what they're aiming for. And then we'll assign them to work with a teacher. So the whole thing is based around a one-to-one interaction with a top quality teacher. So all our teachers are both qualified teachers and they've corrected for the state exams. So that gives a real examiner insight. So that teacher then will create an assignment for the student. So let's say it's junior cert, higher level maths, and they could be doing trigonometry. They'll set out questions based on that with an exam focus. The student gets their worksheet on a Wednesday. They have until Sunday to submit. So they get their worksheet, they look at it online, they write their answers on paper the same way they would in the exam. So this is real exam-like practice.
Yes.
They take photos of their work when they're done and upload them to the Jumper Grade platform. And that's when the teacher, so this is the kind of the real different part for us, is the teacher that gets the submission, they record themselves giving video feedback personalised to that student.
Bespoke,
so,
right, okay.
Exactly. So let's say that student fell down on part two of that trigonometry question. Yes. They'll actually, so we've got a device that's been sent out to all our teachers where they clip their phone in and can record over their desk. So they'll show themselves literally explaining the question the student got stuck on, working it out for them and really giving them insight. So you forgot to use this formula or you fell down here.
It's the next best thing to one-on-one in a classroom.
That's exactly it, because I mean the big part of the value of the additional support is trying to get that one-to-one, and that can be really inaccessible for so many. So we've tried to take the real value of that one-to-one grind with the top teacher and make it accessible to as many people as possible.
Okay, so some people pay for it and some people don't.
That's right, yeah. So I suppose from the perspective of the parents that are lucky enough to come from families where they're able to afford it for sons and daughters, we try to keep it very affordable as well. I mean, on the monthly option, it works out at 25 euros a week, which is, in comparison to what's out there, quite reasonable. Mm. And we're really lucky to work with other groups. So between youth services, with access programs within universities like DCU and UCC, and other bodies within the Department of Education, where they come in and say, look, we've got a group of students here that could be from a DESH background or certain particular areas, North Dublin or wherever it might be, that they have a cohort of students, and they bring us in and offer the support without passing the cost on to those families.
Okay. Darlene Erisman is on the line. How are you doing, Darlene?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. So you have a Leaving Cert student, Aoife.
Aoife's my daughter, yeah.
And she has used Jumper Grade. What's your experience of it been, and Aoife's?
Well, Aoife's experience, basically, when she started her Christmas exams in fifth year, she failed the higher level maths.
Okay.
And because of the course that she is hoping to do, the points are quite high, so she needs to do as many higher options as possible to keep the points level up. So she was doing in school the U-First programme through DCU, which offered her some Jumper Grade online grinds.
Uh-huh.
It was a trial that they were running, and it was a 10-week period, and they asked her if she was interested. So she said, obviously, of course, yes, and she'd love to do it in the maths. So she started that then in March of last year. So
how did she get on then, her next exam?
Well, her summer exam, she got 70% then, so she actually was able to double her last...
In higher maths.
Christmas exam, in higher maths, yeah. So she was obviously delighted, and it told her then that all her hard work through the grinds and with the help of the online tutorials was worth it,
yes.
You know, and to keep going. So she's sticking with the higher level now.
And I suppose it provides a focus outside of school as well.
Well, where it helped her is because she does an after-school study as well with that skill run, but what she needed was something to work in around when she had free time. So the jumper grade, because it's online, it's at home, she gets the worksheet on a Wednesday. She doesn't have to submit it until the Sunday, so she can fit it in then when she has time to sit and concentrate on it fully.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, wish her luck. And she's doing the Leaving Cert next June.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, wish her luck.
So hopefully she'll do just as well now.
Okay.
Year.
Thanks for taking the call, Darlene. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye. David, so jumper grade, people just put in jumper grade, they can find you.
That's exactly it, yeah.
We were talking to Boris Hunka from Limerick last week.
That's
he was
right.
One of the other winners in the Social Entrepreneurs Ireland Awards. So did you get 40,000 as well?
Yeah, that's right. 20k right. In support and 20k in kind of additional supports on top of that. So
right.
it's been great. Yeah, really, really huge boost for us.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you, Ray. Cheers.
Yeah, and thanks for coming into our Limerick studio. Thanks, David.
Thank you very much, Ray. Cheers. Good
bye.
Talking to you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.